State tournaments are underway, and football ramps up towards the postseason. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by SportsEngine.com. More high school sports news after this.
WISSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sports Engine. Sports Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sports Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportsEngine.com.
It is officially playoff time in high school sports, and not only that, the first state tournaments are underway. The girls' golf state tournament teed off on Monday at University Ridge, while the girls' individual tennis championships are set for later this week at Nielsen Tennis Stadium in Madison. The boys' soccer playoffs begin next week, but on Sunday, the WIAA released the brackets and seeds for all teams in the state. Head over to WISSports.net to check out the playoff path for your favorite team. It was quite a week 8 on the gridiron with some titanic matchups. The game of the week lived up to the hype as Stratford and Edgar locked up in a defensive battle. With a combined 20 state finals appearances and 14 championships, these teams could add more hardware next month. It was Stratford that put together the only scoring drive in this one, however, winning 6-0, as the Tigers still have not allowed a point this year. Elsewhere, Mondovi entered Week 8 with no points allowed, and while that run ended less than 2 minutes into a game against fellow unbeaten Spring Valley, the Buffaloes got last-second field goals at the end of both halves from Wraith Bauer, including a game-winning 32-yarder for 32-29 victory. Brookfield Central downed Menominee Falls 17-13 to pull into a tie atop the Greater Metro Conference, while Racine Case took a big step towards its first playoff appearance since 1987 with a 13-6 win over Racine Park. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.